We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. New South Wales police will recruit up to four state origin stars and former NRL champion Sonny Bill Williams to target the ugly postcode wars in Sydney's west. The Daily Telegraph can reveal that the New South Wales Police Force's Youth Command has already drafted Blues and Parramatta prop Junior Paolo into the campaign and have started discussions about New South Wales and Penrith players Brian Tui, Jamal Liu and Nathan Cleary. And Williams, one of the finest rugby league and rugby union players of the modern era, will also sign up. The campaign is still being formulated with additional details to be announced in mid-August when Penrith play Melbourne at the BlueBet Stadium. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A former staffer for Gladys Berejiklian has admitted to sexually abusing two children while he was a teenager. Suppression orders have prevented the case from seeing the light of day, and the staffer's name and identifying features can never legally be revealed. But those suppressions expired on Friday afternoon, meaning the details of the case itself can finally be released. The staffer was arrested in 2020 after police spent 4 years investigating allegations made by a man and a woman who had claimed to be abused as children in the mid-1990s. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate could be lifted for staff at most New South Wales schools as soon as next month, under a proposal to return at least 1,000 teachers to classrooms. The plan would allow unvaccinated teachers and other staff to return to work, except at schools, for students with additional physical and intellectual needs. Education Department Secretary Georgina Harrison said 965 unvaccinated casual staff would be able to resume work, while permanent teachers who were terminated because of the mandate could reapply for their jobs. And undercover investigations usually feature a secret agent risking their life to uncover drug rings and organised crime networks, not to find missing wooden pallets. Yet Sam Attard, who operates his family's cardboard box recycling company at the Sydney produce markets, found himself the unwitting target of an elaborate sting operation. It turned out all of this effort was for nothing because he was the wrong target. This week, a court heard that for 5 weeks, two undercover agents used assumed identities and a well-thought-out backstory to gain Mr. Attard's trust. While highly unusual, their investigations was no laughing matter for Mr. Attard, who was in court this week fighting a fraud charge that carries a maximum 10-year jail term if found guilty. And those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take our subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.